Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Gen Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and I hope everyone had an amazing First Gen week. I know I had a blast, especially at the block party, which ended First Gen week. But use that week as a reminder as to why you're here, doing the things you are doing, even if you don't feel as though being first generation means a lot. But just know it means a ton. So much that you have a whole week dedicated to you nationally. But today's podcast, I am joined by a very special guest, and we'll be discussing college expectations versus reality, which I'm sure as we go through some of ours, all of you tuning in can agree with some of those, because I know for a fact some of my expectations of college were not true whatsoever. So if you could, please introduce yourself, your major year, what all you're involved in or were previously involved in, and anything else you'd like the audience to know.
Yeah, my name is Nikki Victory. I am the president of our first generation student organization here on campus, but I'm also involved in a lot. I'm a junior business management and digital marketing double major that'll be graduating in May 2027 for both of those. Other than first gen, I'm the co-editor-in-chief for our school newspaper called The Architect. I am a team member for SAB. I am a Good as Gold ambassador. I was an orientation leader, and I'm also the project manager for the Residence Life marketing team.
And the quote we want to share with you all today is, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." Nelson Mandela. Now, let's get started. So we are going to do this podcast a little bit differently than we have done previous podcasts. With this podcast, we're kind of just going to go through and list off different things that we expected from college versus how they really were. And we can kind of just bounce off of each other as we go, as we need to as well. But kind of just to get us started a little bit, what was your biggest expectation of college, or what was an expectation that you had that you were really worried about, but ended up not being true whatsoever, or was completely different than how you expected it to be?
Yeah, I think my number one that I would have to say would be roommates. I thought that I was absolutely terrified that I was going to hate my roommates, or like the room was going to be super, super tiny. I remember back before I even started thinking of college, I originally said I was going to probably just go to UCA so I could live on campus, but I don't like UCA. It's so big. And I remember just coming to Arkansas Tech and I was like, oh yeah, like this just feels like home. It reminds me of the small town that I'm from, which is Mayflower. I like the class sizes are really similar. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to have to live on campus. And yeah, my biggest fear was that I was going to hate my roommate and I wouldn't be able to change it. And I was basically just going to have to suffer for my first semester or first year of college. But it turned out, I think I got really, really lucky. My freshman year roommate, we were random. I did room selection late, and the only options were Wilson and Brown. And I had just gone to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. And so I literally, the first person I see was second floor, room 206, named Kelsey Morris. And she said that she liked to listen to Taylor Swift. And I was like, okay, I just went to the Eras Tour, so like, this girl seems cool or whatever. So then I looked at the next room, nothing special. And I looked at the next room and nothing special. And I was like, whatever, this is probably as good as it's gonna get. So I'll just select this girl and see how it goes. And I met her and we just instantly clicked. Our personalities just bounce off of each other so well. And we've been roommates ever since. After that, we went to Nutt and now we live in UC together. And we're talking about even getting an apartment together after we graduate. But other than that, I really thought that the rooms were going to be tiny. I know, you know, Brown used to be all girls. It was all girls whenever I came in. And then we switched it to singles because the rooms are so small. I think whenever I looked it up, it's like 12 by 15 or so. Mm-hmm. And I did the little 360 tour on YouTube that they have. And I was like, oh God, this is not going to be good. I was so scared that they were going to be tiny, but I walked in and I was like, oh, this is like my bedroom at home. Like, this isn't bad at all. So I also thought that there wasn't going to be any space in the closets. You know, like everyone's like, I watched a ton of those videos on TikTok and on YouTube, like what you need to do to prepare for college. So I got like closet organizers and super skinny hangers. I think I brought like 20 pieces of clothing. So I had to go home and get more because my closet was literally empty. I had like nothing because I was prepared to have zero room. But that is like my main shock because they really just prepare you for like oh, you're gonna hate your roommate. Freshman year roommate is always the worst. Your room's gonna be tiny. Like, you're gonna live with a slob. But we ended up matching each other really, really well.
See, that's kind of how I thought. Especially from, like, the movies and stuff like that. They make college very, very different than what it actually is.
Yes.
They very much, like, exaggerate it. They very much make it a lot different than what it actually is. Especially here, like, at Arkansas Tech, because we're a lot smaller than, like, UCA, A-State, U of A, you know?
Yeah.
We're a lot smaller than these other schools. And so me, my thought was kind of pretty similar, like with the rooms and everything. Like, I thought the room was going to be small, and then I came here to Tech, and like I toured and whatnot. I ended up staying in M Street my freshman year, but that was like the one hall that I didn't tour. So when I got there, I was like, oh man, like it's such a big building, but all the rooms are probably like tiny. I get into M Street, and like the roof, like I can't, like the ceiling or whatever, I can't even touch it. Like, the room's very, very big, very, very wide, very spacious. Especially if you don't have like a whole lot in there, like very spacious. And I was like, oh, this isn't anything like it. And the same thing with the roommate. Me and my roommate, we didn't necessarily like not click, but we didn't not click either.
Right.
So we were like fine with each other and whatnot. But I ended up getting a new roommate that next year, and like we chose each other too. So it's like ended up being fine. So you do end up having like people like that as well. Like, you won't always find like your dream roommate that first year, that first semester, but it's also not guaranteed that you don't either.
Yeah.
So, but I think for me, my biggest expectation for college was the classrooms.
Yes.
Because in the movies, they have like we kind of have classrooms similar to that, like the lecture hall in Doc Bryan, and then the Pitts and McKeever.
Yeah.
Like those are kind of the closest thing to like the ones in the movies, where it's like a big like auditorium almost, and it's like 100 students in there. It goes up like stairs and like, everything, and then you have all those different tables across the room. I thought it was gonna be something very similar to that. I get here, my first class that I ever walked into was my 9 a.m. general chemistry class, and I get there, and I'm thinking like, oh, it's gonna be like a huge like pit or whatever. Like, I'm so scared, I'm so nervous. I get in there, it's like a regular classroom. It's a regular classroom size. I'm just like, this is nothing how I expected it. And then I went to like my next class, and I'm like walking to Rothwell. I'm like, oh, this class is gonna be huge. The only thing that was different was that the room was a little bit bigger. It's a little bit nicer. And you actually have windows that you can see out of. And that was it. Apart from that, it was like basically like a normal class. Like, you're not like in an elevated surface or anything like that. You're all like, it's just like a regular classroom pretty much. And so I was like, oh, this is nothing how they portrayed it to be like in movies. And I learned that very, very quick just with everything here. It's so much different than how like they portray in the movies, and that's like the only thing I was able to go off of. Like, I still had people to kind of tell me like how college was like. I did ask people like, oh, what do I need to bring to college? And I even saw, you know, TikTok videos about like, oh, like how to prepare for college, how to prepare for your dorm and stuff like that. And so I want to base off of that too, but a lot of like my thinking was like, oh, the movies, like it's gonna be exactly like the movies, but it wasn't whatsoever. So that was my biggest college expectation, was like just the classroom sizes being huge.
Yeah.
But I mean, thankfully Tech has like a pretty good like, you know, faculty to student ratio.
Yes.
And so you get that like interpersonal relationship with them. So it's not just like your professors have like 100 students. Like, they might have 100 students within like 2 or 3 days that they see, but it may not be like just 100 students in one class. It might be 100 students within like 3 or 4 classes. So that makes it a little bit better. I guess, what was another expectation you had?
Yeah, so actually going off of that, I had basically the same thing, because I, as a first-gen student, didn't have anyone in my family, no friends, like, no one I knew had even thought of college. So it was just all from, like, I just think of, like, Pitch Perfect, the scene where they're auditioning, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's what the rooms are going to look like. Every video I see on TikTok was also, like, the how you described it's an auditorium. Like, I expected all of the rooms were going to look like Witherspoon Auditorium or the Doc Bryan Lecture Hall, when in reality, most of my classes were 20 to 30 kids, but I've had a couple that were like 7. But like, that's how my high school was. So it was basically the exact same as high school. I remember my very first class I had was Gen Psych. I also walked in for my 9 a.m., but it was in the library, 300B.
Oh.
And so we had 60 people, and it was a pretty big room, so I was like, oh goodness, like, this is scary. But then the rest of my classes, like I said, max 30 people. I'm like on the upper end, maybe 45, but that's for like my freshmen.
Gen eds.
Yes. And then, like you mentioned, the faculty to staff ratio, Since I was expecting them to have the big classrooms, I also expected everyone's like, oh, you are not going to be able to talk to your professor. Don't expect to be able to build relationships with them or ask them questions after class. They're not going to respond to emails. And so I was terrified that I wasn't going to be able to have that personal relationship with them like I did in high school, but that's not true at all. I'm besties with like basically all of my professors. If I see them on campus, I'm gonna say hi. And I'm one of the students, like, I will talk in class. I will raise my hand to say the answers. Like, I'm not shy. Mm-hmm. And I'll email them questions for clarification because, like, my grades are very important to me. Mm-hmm. So they know my name usually pretty early on. But I was really scared that they were gonna be evil. Everyone hypes it up. They're like, oh, like, this wouldn't fly in college. Yeah. Did your high school teachers ever tell you that?
Yes, they would say that. They would say, like, oh, like, don't expect, like, you're, like, in college or in the real world, like, this is going to fly. Like, this won't fly whatsoever. And, like, I'm even getting TikToks, like, where people are saying, like, oh, in college, this wouldn't fly. But I did have a professor who literally, like, emailed in the morning, and he was, like, honestly, he emailed us, and he was, like, honestly, like, I was up playing Minecraft last night. I don't feel like having class today. Class is canceled. Yes. So it's, like, things like that. It's, like, them saying it won't fly. It'll fly. It'll very much fly. If anything, it'll soar past that, too.
Yes. And I feel like also a lot of things have changed since our high school teachers had gone to college. They've definitely have gotten a lot more laid back, and I feel like that's probably because the professors are, like, younger and younger. Some of our professors are, like, our age. So they're pretty chill, but I was scared that, you know, they weren't going to take late work and they were going to have really harsh deadlines, and my high school teachers would always be like, oh, they're not going to baby you. And in high school, they have such dumb rules, like you can't wear pajamas and stuff, like you can't have your hood up. But literally in college, they do not care. I remember it took me probably, I think it was like 3 or 4 months to get up to use the bathroom because I was scared. Because, you know, in high school, you always have to raise your hand. You have to ask. And then ours, we got in trouble. We ended up getting basically our bathroom privileges revoked, and we weren't allowed to go during class. We could only go in the, we had 4 minutes between classes, which is also weird. So we could only go during that time because the students would be bad. So I was scared because, like, I wanted to go to the bathroom, but I didn't want to raise my hand because I know you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And the teachers just say, like, go to the bathroom. But I didn't just want to walk out of class. And now, like, obviously, I don't care. I remember I literally texted my grandma the first time that I went to the bathroom. I was like, I just got up out of class and I just went to the bathroom without saying anything. And no one cared.
Yeah, that was one of the tips I received, was just, like, don't raise your hand to use the restroom. And, like, I'm glad that, like I had other people in my class do this for me. Like, they didn't, like, raise their hand to ask to go to the restroom. But they asked, like, on that very first day, because, like, those very first, like, 2 days that you're in class is just the syllabus day. Like, you're going over, like, what
the trial run.
Yeah, the trial run, pretty much. Like, what's going to be in that class? Like, what are you going to learn? And, like, thankfully, I had someone in each class. They would be like, so what's the bathroom policy? And then professor would be like, just get up and go.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, bet. I mean, it still took me a while for me to, like, be able to, like, get up from my seat and leave the classroom. And even now, I'm still very, like, hesitant to, like, just get up and go to the restroom. But, like, definitely, like, as the semester goes, I'm going to just get up and go to the restroom.
Yeah.
And, like, you have a few students that, like, get up and just, like, walk around for a little bit, and then they'll go back to class. So, I mean, it's people saying, and then, like, in high school, they also, like, get onto you for, like, getting up or, like, being out of your seat or, like, moving seats. But here, they don't care.
No.
They really don't care. Because at that, like, they, and, like, I've had a professor tell me before, he's like, y'all are here paying for college. I could care less what you do with your money.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's very true, because you're the one paying for college, or, like, you're the one having to spend however much money on college to even be here. It's your money that you're spending, not mine.
Yeah. And that's why I won't leave if I'm, like, taking notes or if we're learning something. I try to wait until there's some sort of free time. Like, so especially, like, my math classes, if we're learning a new subject, I'm not gonna go to the bathroom, because I feel like if I do, then I'll be behind. I also still try to use the bathroom before, so I don't have to get up in the middle of class, because it's, like, embarrassing and disruptive. And luckily, most of our classrooms have doors at the front and back.
Yeah.
Because I'll, like, go through the back, but I hate if I would have to, like, walk in front of everyone to just leave and then come back. Like, that's embarrassing, I feel like.
Well, mom was like, you're probably in Rockwell a lot, but me, I'm in Corley, so there's one way in, one way out.
Yes.
So, like, no matter where you're, like, sitting at, you'll have to walk in through that one door, you'll have to walk out. It doesn't matter at what point in the class, like, you leave to, like, go use the restroom or go do something else. Like,
yeah.
You're going to have to, like, walk in through
people
that same
door. People are going
to
watch
yeah,
you.
Yeah, people are going to see you. People are going to watch you. So, that's how it is for me.
Yeah.
Oh, this goes back to, like, the movies. So, it's, like, that expectation that, like, you have, like, groups of friends that are sitting out on, like, the grass, like, studying and stuff. No, that's not. Like, you occasionally find some people that are out there studying. They're maybe in hammocks. They might be, like, at the tables, like, around campus. But no one has, like, a whole, like, blanket laid out. People are studying. People are, like, laughing. It's, like, movie-esque.
There's
like,
a lot less picnics going on than I thought there'd be.
Yeah, definitely for sure. Like, people are studying in their dorms, they're studying in the library, which was also, like, really alienating me. Like, I thought expectations was gonna be, like, something completely different, like, just, like, be studying outside or something like that, or, like, mm-hmm. have, like, your own secret studying spot, but it's, like, your secret studying spot's not so secret, because there's definitely
everyone
a lot
goes there.
Everyone goes there.
Yeah. It's, like, I don't really study in the library, I just study in my dorm, or at least my apartment now, but, yeah, I thought that there was always going to be people outside, people on the grass, especially whenever it's hot, but even then, like, you won't really see people in the hammocks because it's too hot, so you do get them, like, playing pickleball, which I also did not expect. I had never heard of pickleball until I came to college, and everyone here is absolutely obsessed with it,
mm-hmm.
and that's insane to me.
I think within the last year, it's definitely, get, like, blown up, for
yeah.
sure, because my freshman year, I'd see, like, a few people out there, you know, and then, like, sophomore year came, and everybody was
yes.
out there, to the point where, like, they, like, the school, like, expanded the court, so now there's
mm-hmm.
two courts instead of just one, because you'd have so many people, like, kind of, like, lined up to, like, play. And I'm pretty sure almost every single night it's being used, so it's...
Yes, and that's, like, living in UC is there's always, like, yelling or music, which luckily, like, your apartment kind of blocks it out, but as soon as you go outside, like, you can see the people playing and having fun. And that's, like, kind of cute, but I expected that there was going to be people, like, all in front of the library and around baths is, like, the main area that I would have expected people. But, like, sometimes there are those chairs out there that they'll be at, but it's not very common. And usually whenever... you do see them, you're kind of just like, why are you out here? You could be inside. It's got air conditioning, or it's so much warmer inside. You know, you're kind of just like, why would you do that?
Yeah, even recently, whenever I went to Colorado State,
mm-hmm.
because that's where I went for the ACY, like, regional conference, I went there, and even there, like, they're not, like, it wasn't that cold, surprisingly. Like,
mm-hmm.
like in this time, it's like, it wasn't that cold. And even, like, I didn't see, like, anybody outside really, like, studying on the grass or anything like that. People were, like, inside studying. Like, they'd be, like, they might be in, like, the cafeteria studying, or, like, they'd be in the library or something like that, because, like, I was, you know, just, like, touring the campus. But I didn't see a whole lot of, like, you know, smiley, happy,
mm-hmm.
like, laughing, like, group of friends, like, out on, like, a little blanket, like, having a little picnic. Like, that definitely, like, did not happen,
yeah.
like, at all.
Kelsey and I actually bought a blanket, too, so that we could do that sometime, and we literally just haven't. So we have one. We have a picnic blanket, and we've never used it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just so, like, I don't know. It just, no one does it here,
yeah.
like, whatsoever.
And I wonder if, I know it is a little bit better at, like, U of A, but they have, like, other, like, outdoor common areas. Like, I know people will hang out at, like, the M Street pergola that's, like, beside the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
People are there a lot more, so I feel like whenever there's more seating, you're more likely, like, natural seating, you're more likely to see people hanging there.
Yeah, because I doubt anybody's going to bring their own, like, seating.
No. Yeah. But another thing that reminded me of, for some reason, is stairs. There are so many stairs, and I did not expect that. I don't know why. I mean, my high school was obviously, like, one level ground. Our middle school was two stories, but that's because it was built on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go up and down stairs, but it's, like, every single place you go to, there are stairs leading there. There are stairs in the building, out of the building, like, and even just random spots on campus. So, like, whenever people are like, oh, like, what would you tell someone going to college? I always say, get your cardio up.
Yeah.
Because my, like, little cousin started going to college, and she was asking me what to expect, and I said, stairs. It's, like, probably the number one thing I talk about the most. I just didn't think. And, like, the elevators, luckily, like, here, since we are smaller, you can usually catch an elevator, especially if you're like 5 minutes early to your class. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't imagine doing it anywhere else. I bet there's no way you're
getting on that thing. Especially like if those buildings that they use are like older. There's not going to be any elevators for DUs. It's just going to be all stairs. So yeah.
Yes.
And like even to like get to your classes, like sometimes you have class in Rothwell right after having class in Witherspoon or something like that. Yes. So you're having to walk like all the way across campus pretty much to get to your class.
Yeah.
Or you're walking from a whole student union for like a PE class that you had, mm-hmm. and you're having to walk all the way to Energy Center. That's quite literally around like all
and
the way around campus.
That's what I don't mind is I like how our campus is like really close together. So I feel like from end to end, it's going to take me max 5 minutes to walk. I walk extremely quick. I basically run everywhere. You know, I've got long legs. I literally stride everywhere I go. So I don't mind that. But if my class is on the second floor, I'll take the stairs. But if it's third and above, I'm taking the elevator. I don't care if I'm late.
Even the library, those stairs take me out all the time.
I know, the library, I will actually have to take the elevator to get to the second floor.
Like, because those stairs are like, they're tall.
It's because of the vaulted ceilings. The ceiling's so much higher there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more stairs, and they got to do a little wraparound. Yeah.
I feel like another thing, too, is like, that I was kind of expecting from college is like, all my classmates being like, really, really like, mean or selfish. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case whatsoever, because going back to like my general chemistry class, like 9 a.m. freshman year, first semester, or even my Cal 2 class, like sophomore year, like we were in there and like everyone's kind of doing like their own thing like at first, but like once like the entire class started kind of like getting lost and like what was going on, like we just all started bonding over the fact that we're all doing like not the greatest in the class. And then I thought that was kind of cool, because like I would have never expected to bond with someone over how bad we were doing in a class.
I totally get that on quantitative business analysis first semester freshman year. Yeah, that definitely brought some people together.
Dude, it brought my entire class together. Like there's people that like dropped the class obviously because they see that it's not for them or whatever, but the people that did stay, like we were just like we were, like any time like the professor would make like some kind of mistake and be like, oh, it's actually this, we would literally just like all look at each other and like give each other like a little side eye and like,
yes.
And, like, and so like we knew, like we just knew, and like we bonded over that. And like now even like outside of class or like in past years, like if I see him around campus, I'll be like, oh, hey, how are you doing, because of like how I bonded with them.
Yeah,
because nice. Like I don't know, I feel like that's just, like, another thing I wasn't sure what to expect or wasn't really expecting was, like, because this like, college is a lot bigger than, like, your high school or whatever, mm-hmm. because of how many, like, students are on campus every day. And so I thought I wasn't going to be able to make, like, any friends. I thought I wasn't going to be able to make any genuine connections, but that's very much not the case. Like,
yeah.
It's very, like, you have people that are very easy to connect with, and then you have those people, like, you kind of have to stretch for a little bit, but at the end of the day, you're going to, like, bond with somebody. At some point, like, you're going to make friends for sure. And like, that's, like, one expectation that I had that ended up not being true whatsoever.
Yeah. And I feel like we've been talking a lot about expectations that didn't come true. I have an expectation that actually was correct. And that's what I thought I was going to get lost. And I did. I remember I toured Tech, I think, 3 times, because I came here for Saturday showcase,
mm-hmm.
then time out for Tech, and then I was here just because I had the tour days, you mm-hmm. know, in high school, and I wanted to take a day off. And so I was like, whatever, like, might as well go there, because I already knew I wanted to come here. And so I was like, okay, maybe the more I come here, like, I'll get, like, the lay of the land, you know, I'll understand things. No, it took me a good 2 weeks to stop getting, like, turned around. And that was before the whole new student union construction even started. You know, and so all of orientation week was on like the Caraway lawn in front of the student union, like between all of those buildings. And I literally just felt dizzy. Like I would feel like I'd be like, okay, so this thing is here, so that means this thing has to be over here. But it turns out, no, I was turned around. And I had the map in my phone. I had it printed out, and I had my little path traced with like a marker that I was gonna take.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it took me a while, but now I know this place like the back of my hand. Like it's so easy, but I feel like it is just a lot to kind of understand, because you just have so many different buildings and you probably won't even go into half of them, especially with a lot of them being residence halls. And some of our residence halls have the same names as our academic buildings, like Brown.
Yeah, Brown.
So it does get confusing, and that's something that I really struggled with. I'm also really bad with cardinal directions. So if you're going to take a science class and you're bad at cardinal directions, don't take astronomy. I figured that out the hard way. Luckily, I did pass it with an A, but wow, that was hard.
Yeah, I think just for, like, even to people I'll talk, like, eventually you get used to, like, how campus is, like, the layout, and you'll be like, oh, I know where that's at. It's just, like, right over there. Like, you, like, someone will ask you, like, oh, where's this building at? And you're like, oh, it's over there by, you know, like, whatever other building. And they'll be like, where's that at?
Yeah.
Like, and then you have to, like, explain to them, like, you gotta be like, you gotta walk down that way, walk past this building.
I usually just take them. I, like, if I have the time, since I work for Res Life, I try to be very, very specific with, like, where they're going, especially because I'm like, how would I have interpreted this? Probably very poorly. So I try to be as specific as possible, but navigating my grandparents on move-in day is a nightmare. They get lost every year. And they've been here multiple times, and they still don't even know what exit to take.
Really?
Literally. I had to write down, like, notes, and my grandma will, like, hold it in her hand while my grandpa is driving. She's like, okay, so it says take exit 83 on the Arkansas Avenue and then turn left and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, she literally has to have them written down. I almost made them a video this year.
Really?
Yeah. I, like, set it up, but I ended up getting stuck in traffic, so I didn't make it, but...
I think that just about does it. Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks, and thank you to you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're an amazing guest.
Thank you.
Yeah. Please make sure to check out our office on Instagram at ATU Campus Live for any events that we may have. Our office is located inside Doc Bryant Suite 229. Don't be scared to come by.